More than 8,000 police are keeping a close watch on thousands of protesters who gathered around the main government building in Bangkok on Friday. March organisers have vowed to lay siege to the offices of Prime Minister Samak Sundaravet until he resigns. The police have warned the protesters they will not be allowed to enter the compound. Mr. Samak heads a coalition government led by the People's Power Party, which is closely linked to former Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat. Mr. Thaksin was ousted in a military coup in 2006, but remains a deeply divisive figure in Thailand. In May, the People's Alliance for Democracy began a series of protests prompted by the government's plans to amend the constitution. The amendments could have halted corruption investigations of Mr. Thaksin. The People's Alliance for Democracy also led massive demonstrations against the Thaksin government before the coup in 2006, accusing the former leader of abuse of power and corruption. Tepchai Yong, managing director of the Thai Public Broadcasting Service, says the country is deeply divided between those who support Mr. Thaksin and those who oppose him.
In the past, we have some respectable figures who just can sort of intervene. But now this time around, it seems that there are now two opposing forces going at each other's throat, and we don't see anybody that come in between and make peace between these two forces. Very dangerous time. It's very, very dangerous.
Many political analysts here say it is unlikely there will be a repeat of the 2006 military coup. Somphap Manorangsang is a director of the Institute of Asian Studies at Chulalongkorn University.
The military tried to be neutralized towards this kind of increasing conflict. I don't think that they are going to intervene if they are not going to have the serious confrontation or the serious uncontrollable violence.
However, military commanders say the army is ready to take action if the demonstrations turn violent. Fears of a violent confrontation have led to billions of baht being wiped off the stock exchange of Thailand in the past month. The SET index has lost more than 13%. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok.